Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service for this afternoon, cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 29. Southeast wind 7 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of flurries before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 22. And on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 30. And in the news for today, protesters from around the nation packed every level at the Wisconsin Capitol Rotunda on Sunday to voice their frustration and opposition to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that nullified federally protected abortion rights, giving states the final say on whether the procedure is legal. The ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson, Women's Health Organization, resurrected an 1849 abortion ban in Wisconsin, which doesn't include exceptions for rape or incest. Organizers of the Bigger Than Roe march, which fell on the 50th anniversary of the Roe decision, sought to bring attention to Wisconsin's upcoming state Supreme Court election, which could shape state abortion law for years to come. 50 years ago today, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Roe v. Wade that we had the right to access abortion care, and while Roe no longer stands, we celebrate January 22nd as an anniversary of a different kind, a more somber one, said Rachel Carmona, executive director of the Women's March, during the rally. It is the first day that many of us in this country, including in this state, do not have bodily autonomy, she said. That comes from a report in this morning's Wisconsin Examiner. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, which currently has a 4-3 conservative majority, will likely rule on the fate of Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban in the near future. Under the ban, physicians face potential felony charges if they provide the procedure. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit in Dane County Circuit Court in June 2022, immediately after the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs v. Jackson, arguing that Wisconsin's pre-Civil War abortion ban should be repealed because it conflicts with other statutes that were passed after Roe v. Wade. Governor Tony Evers supports the lawsuit. Again, some information for this report comes with permission for our use from the Wisconsin Examiner. Organic Valley, based in Lafarge, has a new CEO. The Midwest Dairy Farming Cooperative revealed that seasoned CPG leader Jeff Frank has been tapped to lead that organization following the retirement of Bob Kirchhoff, according to an announcement from the Progressive Grocer. Frank joins Organic Valley from Austin, Minnesota-based Hormel Foods, where he held a variety of roles during a 25-year career with the company. Most recently, he was Hormel's Group VP of Grocery Products. Organic Valley was founded in 1988 to save, serve, and safeguard small organic farms. In September, OV reported $1.2 billion in revenue. Organic Valley is the largest farmer-owned organic cooperative in the U.S. and one of the world's largest organic consumer brands. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.